This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 14th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the daytime weather is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a few passing clouds. In Haifa, a gentle breeze cools the air, perfect for being outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, just in, the U.S. believed the Iran conflict would weaken Tehran and lead to Gaza's demilitarization. Instead, Hamas remains defiant, refusing to disarm. Also from Ynet earlier this hour, the U.S. Energy Secretary warns that Iran is frighteningly close to developing a nuclear weapon, despite 40 days of strikes. Also this hour, Walla reports Hezbollah claims to have attacked IDF forces in Lebanon using an optical fiber drone, with footage showing a fighter narrowly escaping. Separately, JNS notes Congressman Gottheimer is pushing for Trump to seek congressional approval for any war against Iran, aiming to dismantle Iranian nuclear and proxy programs. And finally, from Axios, in earlier reporting, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid in reaching a peace deal with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. John Spencer, military expert, shared just minutes ago that the integration of various intelligence sources helped save Kyiv in 2022. Ynet Global reported earlier that the U.S. warns Iran is frighteningly close to having nuclear weapon capabilities. I24News_EN posted moments ago denying that Netanyahu made a secret visit to meet with the UAE president. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Washington anticipated that conflict with Iran would limit Tehran's capacity to support its proxies, including Hamas. However, Hamas shows resilience, emboldened by ongoing tensions. This stance complicates peace efforts in the region. Turning to the U.S. warning from Ynet, the Energy Secretary highlights Tehran's accelerated nuclear progress, stressing the urgency of diplomatic or military interventions. This development heightens global tensions with potential ripple effects across the Middle East. Meanwhile, Walla's report on Hezbollah's drone attack adds another layer of complexity to the regional conflict. The footage serves as a stark reminder of the technological advancements in warfare. Increased drone usage in conflict zones poses greater risks to both military and civilian targets. In the political arena, JNS reports Congressman Gottheimer's initiative. He seeks to ensure congressional oversight over potential military actions against Iran. This effort reflects broader concerns over executive military powers and emphasizes the need for checks and balances in wartime decisions. Finally, Axios highlights Trump's ceasefire announcement. This move aims to ease tensions between Israel and Lebanon, offering a temporary reprieve from hostilities. However, the political sensitivity for Netanyahu could impact Israel's domestic and foreign policy strategy. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that NVIDIA's founder joined President Trump's last-minute flight to China. This visit could signal significant developments in tech collaboration. Separately, CTech highlights Shai Babad of the Strauss Group discussing AI's transformative impact on business strategies. This reflects wider trends as Israeli companies adapt to technological advancements. And finally, from Walla Business, Iran's threat to underwater cables in the Strait of Hormuz raises concerns. This vital communication link is crucial for global internet infrastructure, with potential disruptions affecting economies worldwide. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.